In the beginning of the creation of the world, God used his discernment to separate the light from the darkness. This separation is a phenomenon that we may observe every day at dusk and at dawn. Transition at twilight into nighttime and at sunrise into daytime. The Targum Neophyte emphasizes that God separated by word between light and darkness. We take the separation of light and darkness as a natural occurrence that seems effortless on the part of what most human beings refer to as nature. Since there was a biblical Hebrew word for nature, modern Hebrew uses the word teva. The point that I'd like to make is that the initial separation was not effortless, nor a natural phenomenon. Rather, it was a principle of separation built into the fabric of creation. According to Rashi, because the light was good, it was not appropriate that light and darkness should function together in a confused manner. A parallel can be drawn to the moral sphere, wherein the same rule may apply. This tenet would caution us against the mixture of light and dark in our thinking and how we approach the challenges in life. It may help decrease the confusion prevalent in society today. The current chaos of the world derives from the admixture of good and evil that permeates society. It is fueled by the flames of bitterness, animosity, and hostility. But the line of good and evil runs through the heart of every human, as mentioned by Alexander Solzhenitsyn. This must be acknowledged by all decent people with a conscience in order to maintain a balanced perspective. The designation of people groups leads to an us-them mentality, as if the moral integrity of the in-group compels them to be sinless in their own eyes. On the contrary, we must examine ourselves all the more so in order to better challenge evil. In a world where the difference between good and evil is blurred, we need the discernment that is able to separate light from darkness.